Praise the Lord. Okay, so the very best part is about to happen. Amen. Now, some people like the worship songs, and I like the worship songs. Some people like the music, and I like the music. Amen. Some people like visiting, seeing your buddies, and I like seeing you. Thank you for coming. Some people might like food. But that's not for right now. After church, in the fellowship hall, we have a potluck dinner, and we do not expect, although John brought chili when he wasn't supposed to. I told him not to bring anything, and he did anyway. Anyway, thank you, John. I hope you'll stay with us after church for a church fellowship dinner. Amen. Everybody's invited. But before we get to that, the best part is the preaching. Amen. The best part is the preaching. Amen. Praise the Lord. My very good, dear friend, Brother Felix Crowder, would you come? Welcome him, would you?
Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're in post-COVID? Now you can turn around and shake hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, in the name of the Lord, He's a good God. Good to be here in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. It's always good to be back in Uncasville and Montville in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I guess I should be preaching on fear because some of y'all didn't shake hands in Jesus' name. God, I bind all that fear in Jesus' name. Or maybe it's pride. I bind all that pride in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Come on, smile at me. Show myself some teeth somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. It's awesome to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's here to do something for us. Hallelujah. He really is, in Jesus' name. Amen. What you're in is the presence of God. How many have felt something here? Now, don't raise your hand just because I asked. But how many have felt something here in Jesus' name? Felt a little something here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's in the atmosphere in Jesus' name. You can't see the air, but you know the air is here. At least if you don't know, your lungs know. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, amen, just like you can't see the air, you can't see Jesus in the atmosphere. But that's why we ought to reach out to Him, because He is here. But He's here not to just visit. He's here to come inside. He's here to do work. Oh, praise the Lord. God's already been healing in this service in Jesus' name. Amen. The reason why Pastor talks about that this is the best part is not because I'm holding a microphone. It's because the Word of God, amen, can get down into you. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can get down between the joints and the marrow and discerns the thoughts and the intents of your heart. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name. But I would like to make an adjustment to that. Amen. What really, amen, the best part is what you do with the Word. In Jesus' name, what you do with the Word, whether you're in the front or back or side or in between. Amen. Make up your mind right now. I'm going to hear the Word, but I'm going to do something with the Word. And so in between... Amen. So in between me and the enchiladas and the cake, amen, I'm gonna slow down your incentive, the calories. Amen. Immediately following after me or even during the message, we're going to have a time of response to God. And glorious things are going to happen. Praise the Lord. God's here in Jesus' name. So in the name of the Lord, let me get started so we can get out of here by 5 o'clock. Praise the Lord. And John says, what? My chili will be cold by then. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for inviting us. It's always a privilege to be here. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just a little preliminary. I want to say, amen, Romans 7:14-17. Amen. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Someone say, in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For some that aren't familiar with that term, we're not talking about like Ghostbusters or something. Amen. We're talking about Holy Spirit. Amen. So what you are in is the church of the living God. Amen. And to be in that, not so much the building, that's where the church meets, but to be included in the kingdom of God, you need the Holy Spirit. And that's what's in this atmosphere swirling through, praise the Lord, the place. In Jesus' name. I want you to notice to my left here is a baptismal tank. Amen. May that look like a tank, but it's in that box right there is water. Amen. Well, why that, Brother Crowder? Well, it's a detail that I may kind of talk fast, and you may not listen as fast as what I talk. So I need to say while I'm talking slow that the reason why there's a baptismal tank here in the sanctuary is because that is essential for you entering into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like, amen, every baby that's born, there's water first, and then there's the human spirit. Born again, amen, is water in the baptismal tank and the Spirit of God that we'll talk about and elaborate more. Amen. Why? So then, baptism, proper baptism, is the only way that your sins can be removed. And the only way you can get to heaven is that your sins be removed. So, amen. So who should be baptized in the name of Jesus? If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, you should be baptized today in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two, if you were baptized as an infant, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus today. Praise the Lord. If you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and that's what they said over you, and you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, you should be baptized in the name of Jesus today. And then the last one, if you've never been baptized, amen, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus to have your sins removed. Praise the Lord. Who would want to go one more day without their sins removed? Well, in Jesus' name, you have an opportunity, and there will be people baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So look at your neighbor and say, amen, the water is ready for you. Some of you are not saying anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're turning to John 10:10. John 10:10. Hallelujah. Ready? The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that we might that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Now this is a statement that Jesus is making. Amen. And Jesus knows what he's talking about. Every negative thing that's happening in your life, amen, somewhere along the line is impacted by the enemy. And, amen, today is an opportunity as you give yourself, oh, praise the Lord, where your mind may be skeptical and maybe not understanding or whatever, open your heart and let God deal with your spirit and you can receive power from God. This is a place that you can not only receive healing from your body, and there have been people here that have come with all kinds of pains, and there are more. If you got healed from your pain today and it's totally gone, raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Brother Tony, back there. Wave it like you really mean it, Brother Tony. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Tony. Hallelujah. So Brother Tony came up for prayer, and amen, had said, praise the Lord, and had put his hand on the pain, and amen, told him to command that pain to go. Hallelujah. In just a few seconds, it was gone. And I came back and says, well, amen, how you doing? And he starts to tell me about last night. I said, oh, no, stop. I said, what you did was let the thief into the house last night, and you didn't push him out. Praise the Lord. Amen. He pushed him out this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Waldron over here, he's pain-free. Hallelujah. There's other ones in here that are probably a little bit more shy, but in Jesus' name, that's the kind of church you're in. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So that comes because of the thief. He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come, that's what Jesus said, that they might have life. Hallelujah. And that they might have it more abundantly. And I want to preach to you from this subject. You've got to be in the kingdom. You've got to be in the kingdom. So get everything out of your hands. Would you lift up your hands one more time? Hallelujah. Help me to pray in the name of the Lord. Speak out loud when you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to fill this place, oh God, with not only your presence, which is already here, but I'm asking you, oh God, to fill it with souls that are hungry enough to take action today. In the name of the Lord, we bring down every lie of the devil. We bring down every, oh God, stronghold. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the presence of the Lord stand in its fullness and authority in this house, in this community, in this region. In the name of the Lord, let bitterness go, let anger go, let, oh God, people be delivered in the name of the Lord. We thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, anoint my mind, anoint my lips to speak as you want. In Jesus' name, would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Hallelujah. You can be seated. Amen. When you're seated, clap your hands once you get it all the way down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said that he came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So abundantly, he says, I want you to have this certain thing and I want you to have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. Abundantly means this. It means super abundant. Amen. It really means when you get down to the root word of it. Amen. It means super abundant. It means violently abundant. Oh, praise the Lord. I mean, God wants not you to have a little dab and tap. Amen. Of joy. Praise the Lord. Remind your face that God wants some joy inside of me. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. And furthermore, it means more abundantly. It means excessively. It means very highly. It means beyond measure. It means, amen, vehemently. Hallelujah. I want to announce to you today, amen, that the kingdom of Satan is coming down. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Hallelujah. I say the kingdom of Satan is coming down. His kingdom and God's kingdom are colliding. Amen. The reason why we have church, amen. The reason why this place is building up in attendance, amen, where people are coming because they understand there's so many things out there you can't trust. But you can trust God. Oh, praise the Lord. And there is a kingdom collision. Hallelujah. We don't need more religiosity. Amen. America is a very religious country. But in the name of Jesus, you need truth. You need power to close the bar room, to shut down the drug dealer, to shut down, amen, the divorce courts. Hallelujah. The anger fits in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody help me preach here now. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan's kingdom is coming down, and I come to inform you that God's kingdom is going up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, before I make this statement, I'm going to have a mass healing right now. Now, God, heal all the stiff necks in here now in the name of the Lord. Now, turn to your neighbor and say, baby, I don't know who you're hitching your wagon to, but I'm hitching mine to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, don't call nobody else's wife baby, please. Praise the Lord. You know how to have some good sense there. Amen. So, amen, I want to tell you that there is a kingdom collision, and I want you on the right side. I'm going to tell you it doesn't take you to 6 months to make up your mind. I want to be healed. I want to be changed. I want to be ready for heaven. In fact, there's a place that you can be heaven ready right now. Paul says, amen, to the people of God that, amen, that have been born of the water and born of the Spirit. Amen, that they sit in heavenly places right now in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I want you to make sure you get your ears open and your mind open and your heart open. What that means is you don't have to sit there in misery. Amen. If Jesus is near you, he's the healer. He's the changer. Come on, I wish I had a few more people that know that they've been delivered. You shouldn't have to have the preacher say you ought to be in the kingdom. If the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy, hallelujah, you have lost your right. You're right. Amen. Maybe just get me a little jug of water here. Praise the Lord. 5 gallons will do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. If the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, righteousness means you have lost your right to say, the devil made me do it. Hallelujah. Or Magdalene made me do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir, for opening it up. In Jesus' name, get it ready for the spill. Praise the Lord. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. There it goes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, look, I haven't seen your teeth enough. You could use a little joy. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when you understand you are in a place where God's kingdom is coming up, you know what that means? That means that's where the victors are. Let me say that again. Praise the Lord. So you're hearing that you can catch up. Amen. That's where the victors are. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why are they throwing their hands? Why are they just walking back and forth? Hallelujah. Do they have ants in their pants? No. Amen. When you got joy unspeakable and for the Lord. Amen. Got a crazy lady back there. Keep on raising your hands, lady. Oh, praise the Lord. They come in here with college education. Some of them have gold in the backyard. Some of them have rifles, amen, up under the tree. I don't know what you're doing the rifles for. But in the name of the Lord, when we come gathering together from all points of the globe, we don't care who you are. We might dance on your Nikes, on your Bostonians, because when you got joy, amen, hallelujah, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. We don't care what you look like. Amen. You can be white, black, fuchsia, redneck, pink. Praise the Lord. I don't care where you are. Amen. Why don't you just get that Undertaker smile off your face, sister, and open up your eyes and praise God and say, in Jesus' name, if you don't want God's kingdom, I'm greedy. I'll take yours and mine. Come on, Brother Waldron, if you don't understand what I just said, let me put it, amen, so you can understand it. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, Sister Waldron, look to the left so I can get that chicken leg off your plate. I'll take your chicken leg and my chicken leg and your biscuit and your roast beef and your German chocolate cake with coconut icing on it in the name of Jesus. And I'll dance and shout because I want Holy Ghost. I don't want Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'm about to get happy up in here. Oh, praise the Lord. Did you know there's a little happiness in the house? There's a whole lot of happiness around here. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if you look real hard, you might find a grump here and there. I don't know. Praise the Lord. I haven't found them yet. When you realize you're ready to go to heaven and you've got heaven in the house, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You don't want to just sit there like a bump on a dill pickle. Amen. You want to get all that the Bible has to say. Hallelujah. Come on, sweetie pie. Your Bible is not for you just to pick up on occasion and let your preacher just read it up, on occasion. Come on. You look at your stock account every day. Some of you look at your retirement account every day. Why don't you, amen, understand the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for... Thank you. Clap your hands over your head. Come on, clap your hands over your head before the depression can get to it, before the despair can get to it. Come on, some of y'all, you can use a little exercise anyway. Go ahead, lift up your voice. Somebody shout, say, I like doing that. Amen. Be seated. Praise the Lord. Our guests, don't worry. Nobody's going to call the police. Hallelujah. Amen. These people have come in here, and some of them have had their Amy Vanderbilt etiquette course, and they know how to put their pinky up. Oh, praise the Lord, and dab and tap when they eat. But there's a coming time, friend of mine, when you realize I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't mind dancing in your high heel shoes. You don't mind blowing out, having a blowout in your LGG stockings. Oh, praise the Lord. You might rear and become, amen, Sister Tornado. Because when you realize, in the name of the Lord, I was lost, but now I'm found. I was bound, but now I'm set free. Somebody holler at the preacher a little bit. Amen. Sit down. Get ready to jump back up. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not what Satan's kingdom sounds like. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't have to give you a dissertation on Satan's kingdom. Amen. There are people in here that could write a book on that. In Jesus' name, the nature of that kingdom is confusion. It's despair. It's a depression. It is poverty. It is anger. Some of y'all haven't forgiven your father-in-law for 20 years. Oh, praise the Lord. Tell me you love Jesus. Amen. I say to you, liar, liar, pants on fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Bitterness and unforgiveness and hallelujah. Amen. Self-condemnation, lust and pride and murder. Who would want to be part of that? It doesn't take you 3 weeks, amen, and 5 services, hallelujah, amen, and an offering and a half, amen, to get you to understand. Oh, hallelujah. Do you understand why we've had this service for the last I'm not going to remind you, hallelujah, for the last time, amen, that we've had it? Don't you understand that the hospital has gotten people, oh, praise the Lord, inside of it, that they've had to give that call, and some mama's crying, and somebody that didn't plan on death today, amen, is out in eternity with no more chances, no more opportunities. They put all their money, they would put all their houses and lands, amen, to sit, get to buy your opportunity that you have in this apostolic church. Oh, praise the Lord, to be able to give praise unto the Lord. And you're going to sit there like a bump on a dill pickle? No, you're not. You're going to get up and give God some praise. You're going to give some glory to God in the name of Jesus. Because in the name of the Lord God, amen, I went to the meeting that night and my heart was not right, but something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me. Satan's kingdom is going down. Come on, if you don't understand all the theology behind that, you do understand bitterness and anger. Oh, praise the Lord. And the reason why, amen, the Maybelline is covering up, amen, that fist mark that's on your jaw. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, friend of mine. Amen. There ought to be a place and understanding. You don't just pick and choose this. You can't pick when you die. Oh, praise the Lord. But you can pick when you live. Oh, praise the Lord. You can decide, friend of mine. Hallelujah. I'm sick of my depression. I'm sick of my co-pays. I'm sick of my Obamacare. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, friend of mine, the church of the living God. Come on. Somebody hear what I'm saying. And if you believe what I'm saying, I want you to, amen, jump up and act like the crazy lady back there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something, friend of mine. Amen. The church of the living God had universal, amen, health care long before Congress ever voted it in. In the name of Jesus Christ, who would ever think that you could, amen, speak to your back and your back would listen to you? Well, Jesus said, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I'm saying, hallelujah, this kingdom is not just some type of theological construct that we talk about behind the black box or the white box or whatever. Hallelujah, it's very real. In the name of Jesus, I've been there when Ernestine dropped dead, amen, in Greenville, North Carolina. I was the one that took her pulse. I was the one that told the pastor, she's dead, man. Hallelujah. But you know what? Amen, she later came back to life. But I am going to tell you this. Hallelujah. Amen. That woman was prepared. She'd already been in the water. She'd already gotten the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hey. She got rid of that bitter streak, that anger streak. Oh, praise the Lord. Why don't you trade your undertaker smile, amen, for real joy of the Lord, which is your strength. The kingdom of God, amen, has a destination in heaven. Hallelujah. I don't have to tell you where Satan's kingdom is going to go. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know everybody that's born into this world has a destination, amen, in Satan's kingdom unless they do something about it? Oh, hallelujah. I said this, I'll say it again in case you got cartoons running through your head. You got to get it right. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you got to get it right. That's why I'm not reading Al Kaya's encyclopedia. That's why I'm not reading out of some, amen, some manual somewhere. I'm reading it out of the Bible. Oh, praise the Lord. You that got half a brain, amen, you'll test what I'm saying by the Bible. This world is in trouble because people have outsourced their life, amen, to somebody that lied to them. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath not he said it, and shall not he do it? And shall not, amen, hallelujah, shall not he do it? And if he has said it, he's going to make it good. Oh, praise the Lord. There's only one kingdom. Are you listening to me in the back? There's only one kingdom that gets you into heaven. I don't care if you're the owner of the corner office. I don't care if you got thousands of dollars, amen, in houses and lands. Oh, praise the Lord, cars, Cadillacs and Porsches, amen, and Maseratis. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to have the water. You've got to have the spirit. You've got to have the right kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. And you've got an opportunity today. How many people am I talking to here today? Amen. You've been to a boxy place. Amen. Like this one. Oh, praise God. It's got a wall there, wall there, wall there, wall there. Couple of double doors. You come in mad. Amen. You go out mad. Don't feel the presence of God. All you've heard. Amen. You could have gotten down to the college, community center. Amen. At least they were honest. Oh, praise the Lord. But in this place, amen, you can have an altar called right where you are. Are you listening to me? You can get joy. You can get peace. You can get the power of God. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you're in a place that truly, amen, for those here that got it right, we can see the dead be raised. You know what sickness is, Tammy? Sickness is bite-sized pieces of death. Oh, praise the Lord. When you're bitter and angry, oh, praise the Lord, you got a bite-sized piece of death. I don't care how much ketchup you put on it. You can't. It's not going to taste good. Woo! We got people in here know more about drugs than what, amen, Carter knows about pills. But I'm going to tell you in the name of the Lord, they realize, praise the Lord, I'm addicted. Hallelujah. I'm addicted. I'm a mainliner. You know what I'm addicted to? I'm addicted to Jesus. I thought I'd get a few dancers in this place. I command that sciatic nerve to be healed and never bother you again. Start dancing, dude. Start dancing right there. Something's wrong with your talk, Pastor. It's running fast, man. Luke 12:32. Listen to me. Fear not, little flock. This is not the time to exclude yourself in your mind. Amen from that. If you know honestly that you're not in it, it's time for you to get in it. You don't get in it just by walking through the door. And praise the Lord. Listen to the rest of it. For it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It didn't say everybody down the street but you. Amen. It means you. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't care how you've excluded yourself from all the fun and all the, amen, joy here. Hallelujah. You don't understand what I'm going through. Well, you don't know what I'm going through either. Oh, praise the Lord. But I can tell you there's a God that's bigger than your little matchbox problem. Amen. And our God doesn't necessarily need Dr. Welby. Praise the Lord. If you know what I'm talking about, you're kind of old. I'm sorry. I'm not looking at nobody. Pastor, please don't get me in trouble. Amen. For it is your Father's good pleasure. What does pleasure mean? He thinks well of it. He approves it. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor. I don't care who they are. Don't say baby, please. Hallelujah. Say, the kingdom is approved for you. Let's try that one more time. Some of y'all shy folks. Hallelujah. Say, the kingdom is approved for you. Come on, Matt. Talk to the woman. She's trying to talk to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Say it with your mouth. I want to see some tonsils. Say, the kingdom is approved for you. We got guests in. Man, I didn't know that church. That church looked so nice and formal on the outside. And I go in there, they act like a bunch of rowdies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thought they had a little edumacation when I walked up in there. In Jesus' name, I know someone got money. Praise the Lord. And started dancing and shouting, throwing the leg here and there. Amen. Not just the men, the women. Praise the Lord. That's like they, wow, and up in there. Well, when you realize, amen, what can you get from God? You can get healing from God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I don't know where you are, but you can get it from God. You can. You can. Praise the Lord. I was a cancer patient in 2006. Do I look like I had cancer? Some of y'all say, I don't know for sure, man. I didn't know it could look so bad. Amen. See, you can get healed. You can get a miracle. Healing is where God touches you over time. Amen. Most of what we call healing this morning has been miracles today. Hallelujah. Miracles, amen, are basically instantaneous. Healing happens over time. You can get that from God. Hallelujah. You can have your sins washed away. When people get baptized in Jesus' name, it's not just about jumping in the water, getting your head wet. Amen. You got to repent. Repent means you got to turn around. Just because you get your head wet in there, amen, got, amen, attitude in, attitude out, amen, ain't nothing going to change. Praise the Lord. You got to be repentant. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. I've seen them baptized in the 90s. Pulled my coattail, amen, in Sherman, Texas, amen, 90-some years old. So when can I be baptized? I say, right now, lady. Praise the Lord. I say, Pastor, amen, this lady's going to be baptized. We don't have any water in there, amen. We'll wait till tomorrow, it's Sunday. Amen. No, 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 sir. We don't wait. Amen. We're going to run the water. It's going to take a long time. We'll wait. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that 90-some-year-old lady, 95, amen, years old, praise the Lord. And we're going to rush her down in, amen, rush her out. Say, no, no, let her vegetate for a little while. And after a while, those lips begin to move, amen. And some of y'all been wondering, what's those strange sounds around here? Can't these people speak good English? Oh, praise the Lord. They're not. I know they're not speaking patois. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know they can talk better than that because, amen, but then in Jesus' name, something began to happen to that woman, and she began to speak in tongues like Peter did, like Mary did, like all of the apostles did. Somebody say amen, please. Hallelujah. All of them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, I just couldn't help myself. Amen. We got guests around here, so I might as well be honest. Hallelujah. You know, when they came in here drunk in the skunk, amen, watch my lips right here. Amen, came in drunk in the skunk, and praise the Lord. And God got a hold of them. Somebody laid hands on them. Amen. Maybe some of them came in on drugs. Some of them came on alcohol. Some of them came almost to the divorce court. Somebody laid hands on them. Hallelujah. Got a little joy. Got a little peace. Praise the Lord. And then, amen, 15 years later, up in here acting cute and say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This ain't time to backslide. This time, hey, amen, you want to keep it together? Raise your hand. Move all that stuff. Woo! Would you say that? Yeah! Huh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you get the Holy Ghost, after a while, amen. Hallelujah. If you can help yourself, shame on you. Hallelujah. You need to throw your head back and let, amen, some of those 21 hairpins just go all over the place. Amen. Here, Pastor Grandson said, Pastor, what's this? Why is this hairpin in the wall? Well, son, that's where Sister Tornado just started doing the whirl of wind. Amen. You know, those tornadoes can get up there, man, 200 miles an hour. Praise the Lord, stuck in the wall. We're not gonna file an insurance claim on that one. Now, amen. Okay, y'all hanging with me. Let me get serious here. So, amen, John 3:5. So what about this kingdom of God? What about this kingdom of God? Amen, John 3:3. Amen, Jesus says you must be born again. Praise the Lord. So what's born again? Amen. Is that just walking to the altar, taking the preacher's hand? Hallelujah. Amen. No, 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 no. He said, except a man be born of water. Someone say water. Water. God heal all the laryngitis. Help me. Praise the Lord. There's a miracle about to happen. Someone say water. Water. See, I told you it happened. Praise the Lord. And spirit. Say spirit. Spirit. Okay, for those that weren't paying attention, praise the Lord, watching their health phones. Amen. Say water. Water. Say spirit. Except a man be born of water and spirit, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. See, all your problems come out of the flesh. That part of you that was there when you were brushing your teeth, washing your face, amen, doing your hair, amen. That 3 hours of hairspray some of y'all got on there, you don't fool me. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That's where your problem is. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. See, in Jesus' name, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. So what Jesus is saying, There is an experience for you. It has nothing to do with signing the church roll. Amen. It has nothing to do with that. Amen. It's dangling in the atmosphere. At the time that Jesus spoke it, it was not available because he was born under the law, Galatians 4:4. Hallelujah. Religious world has it all messed up. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is under the law. Hallelujah. But Jesus being born under the law, he prepared under the law for grace that was to come that started in the second chapter of Acts. Hallelujah. And so then, amen, the born again experience, that's where you have people filled with the Holy Ghost. And some of you, amen, this business about Acts, it's the first time, amen, you've heard about it. Maybe you've heard about it, but you've never heard preaching from it. And you've gone to literally hundreds of services. That's the mastery of the devil. Because, friend of mine, he wouldn't want you to go to the place, amen, that is the foundation of the church. No anybody that's got any sense at all has a foundation here and builds the walls over here. It may look like it's okay in the sunshiny weather, but amen, in the hard times, it's going to fall down. You need something that's going to take you from here to eternity, because regardless of how you live, and most people don't think they're ever going to die. There is but one God, and his name is one. Praise the Lord. This is the best message you need to understand about God. Would you say this with me? Amen. Full volume. Praise the Lord. All tonsils engaged. There is but one God. Come on, some of y'all holler at your spouse louder than that in the kitchen. Say it again. There's but one God. And his name is one. Look at your neighbor and say, there's one God. And you're not it. Oh, I just want to make sure you got it, Tammy. See, most of us live like you're God. I'm going to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. You need to stop shaking yourself and get down on your knees at this altar. Don't say amen. Don't do it now. See, it's dangling in the atmosphere. And now there's something about that experience that you can. See, you can get baptized. All you got to do is you get to repent. Praise the Lord. You can walk up here. We got clothes. Amen. Your street clothes doesn't have to get messed up. Hallelujah. We've had one people here for the first time. Amen. Come up in here and get baptized in Jesus' name, because this clicker starts to work. It's Hallelujah. I got a friend. I got that phone call there, that phone call there. Oh, wow. Really? And we get 68 like I am. Thought I was 45. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You after a while, you get phone calls and they're gone. They're gone. They're gone. You need to act while you can. You don't have to have 6 weeks of catechism. You need to act while you can. Praise the Lord, you get to the door of the kingdom. So what I'm saying to you is this. Jesus came to provide the only way to get you out of being an offender to God. What I've told you so far, I can end this message right now. I'm almost about to do it. Amen. I'll preach the rest of it tomorrow night. Make sure you get here tomorrow night. I want a full house tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:15, hallelujah, this is a faithful saying that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Well, I'm not a sinner. I gave to the Katrina victims. I gave to the hurricane victims. No, that's a nice deed. But see, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God. Now, this is not all the other stuff that's involved to getting into heaven. This is just about the door. Notice that we don't have church at the door. We have it in the sanctuary. But to move in the Spirit into the sanctuary of God, you've got to come into the door. What the religious world, hear me now, is building is a beautiful house that doesn't have doors to it. What use is a house that you can't go in and lay your head, amen, on your bed? Oh, praise the Lord. Now, hear me now. In Jesus' name, is Christ Jesus that came into the world to what? Save. Save means, comes from a Greek word, sozo, which means to heal, to make whole. That's what you get salvation from. To save sinners. Nobody wants to admit they're a sinner. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, God hates sin. Amen. When you look at the cross and look at the fact that Jesus bled and died, and look at how horrible of a death, praise the Lord, how horrible of a death that he did, that ought to give you an idea, amen, how deeply horrible those sins that you, amen, and I have committed, hallelujah, are to him. That ought to bring you out of your place right now, almost screaming and hollering, say, Lord, you know, amen. When you say, well, it brings me depression at night. I feel things coming into my room. I have issues in my mind and all those kinds of things. That's just appetizers. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, sin destroys relationships. It destroys your health. It destroys your mind. It destroys families. Come on, somebody. I ought to have had a bunch of folks. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that's why I'm entitled this. You have got to make the hard decision. You've got to get into the kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. I'm just a teenager, really. Amen. Hallelujah. Teenager now is not like it used to be. Oh, come on. Amen. I could get really, really gross about what's happening in the higher echelons. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Would you lift up your hands, keyboardists? Would you come? Amen. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. You that have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You that have the Holy Ghost, would you lift up your hands and would you pray in the Spirit? If you're a guest of ours, amen, and you have not heard, you're wondering what those strange sounds are, if you would just surrender yourself. Come on, if you're a papa, you need to come like a little child. You need to come like a little boy. Close your eyes and talk to God. Be honest with God in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're a grandmother, hallelujah, you got to come like a little child. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. Don't call yourself a saint and you're not cooperating. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Somebody pray in the Spirit right now. I take authority over this altar call in the name of Jesus. I take authority in the name of Jesus over every unclean spirit of bitterness and anger and bewilderment in the name of the Lord God. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, lady. Come on, sir. If you know you're not right with God, hallelujah, you can't lie, amen, to yourself and be honest with God. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Somebody pray in the Spirit. Somebody talk to the Lord. Well, I don't understand that talking in tongues, Brother Crowder. You understand when your babies came out of your wife's womb. Oh, praise the Lord. They said sounds that you didn't understand and you didn't care because you knew that that was life and life was coming into the world. Are you listening to me? In the name of the Lord, somebody pray in the Spirit. You can multitask. In the name of Jesus, you can multitask. Come on. In the name of the Lord God, in the spiritual kingdom, when you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak with other tongues. Don't let your intelligence stop you. Open your heart to God. Peter got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. Mary did. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of the apostles, in the name of Jesus Christ, and their families, in the name of Jesus Christ, we need God right now. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Come on, some of y'all lift up your hands when you're doing it cute. Come on, in the name of the Lord God, I command every root of bitterness to be broken in this place right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. You can't pretend your way into the kingdom. You got to let that stuff go. How much do you want to be saved? You're not saved just because you got gold in the backyard, money in your pocket. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. I don't care whether it's old money or new money. In the name of Jesus, money can't buy you anything. Amen. But doing sin better. Amen. Doing wickedness better. In the name of Jesus Christ. The money can't bring you back to life. It can't get you your sanity. You need to let those tears come. You need to let those tears come. I don't understand, Brother Crowder. Hallelujah. That's good, because you don't find God in your brain. You find Him in your heart. Come on, I wish I had some teenagers that would act like, amen, God's touching them. Come on, sweetheart. Your hell phone won't save you. I said your hell phone won't save you. Got to reach up to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands right now. Every person in this place. Amen. If tears want to come, don't you be the man and praise the Lord that holds them back. Come on. In the name of the Lord. Everybody, nobody looking around. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Come on. Full armpit praise in the name of the Lord. Come on. Get those hands up in the name of Jesus Christ. Why don't you just dance to that sciatic nerve gets healed? It's probably healed already. I command that pain to get out and never come back to you. In Jesus' name. Come on, all over this place. Lift up your voice. Don't get tired now. Come on, you sat up and watched Redbox for 3 hours. Oh, praise the Lord, and get tired 30 seconds in church. Come on, somebody. You've got to get in the kingdom now. God, I pray in the name of the Lord God, let a spirit of healing come over this place right now. I command that pain to get out of your bones in the name of the Lord. I command that pain to get out of your bones and your mind in the name of the Lord God. Come on, forget about the preacher. Amen. Just close your eyes and start talking to God in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I don't understand, but please, I surrender to God. No wiping the tears. Let those tears run. Come on, saints. Would you take authority over, amen, the area around you right now? Would you pray in the Spirit? There's something moving in this place right now. Some of you, amen, are hiding behind what the psychiatrist told you, that you're an introvert in the name of Jesus. You're not an introvert when you win the lotto. You're not the introvert, amen, when, amen, you find out your inheritance, amen, has come to you and thousands of dollars in your pocket. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody cry out to God. I want every teenage son to cry out to God. Every 20-something crying out to God. Every 30-something, amen, crying out to God. Come on, ain't nobody looking up here. Come on, cry out to God. Cry out to God. Don't wait, amen, till your auto is looking at that Mack truck and you start crying out to God. You don't need lessons on how to cry out to God. You need to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm sick and tired of hurting. Come on, I got some praying folks in this place. Come on, let those tears fall. You can't hold, you got to let that thing go that you've been hanging on for years. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. You can go, amen, to that psychiatrist, son, and pay, amen, that $300 or $400, amen, and come out be the same creep that you came out when you went in. Come on, in the name of the Lord. But in this place, there's a God that'll heal you. He'll take you and turn you upside down if you'll come like a little child. Is that clear enough? You got to come like a little child. Hasn't that drugs done enough from you? Amen. Hasn't that school counselor, oh praise the Lord, that tried to, amen, to change your sexual, amen, gender, amen, identity, amen, haven't they done enough pain to you? Come on, in the name of the Lord. When you've been stubborn with your mother or your father, in the name of Jesus Christ, do you know that you're shortening your life according to the Bible? Okay. Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead. I'm alive again forevermore. And have the keys of hell and death. He's the one that has an answer. And we're all going to come to this altar as a family. We're all, amen. I don't care how long you've been coming here. You've been coming here since the Revolutionary War. You're going to come to this altar. Hallelujah. I want you to come with your hands lifted up. I don't want you to go into the corners. I want you to come to the center. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. Come with your hands lifted up. Come out of the corners. Come, sir. Come, ma'am. Come. 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 Get as close as you can. Come. They're coming from the back. They're coming from the middle. Come on, they're coming from the sides. If they don't want to budge, just ask them, please, let me get by you. I got to go to the altar. Come on, man, please come. Come with your hands lifted up. Come. Come all the way up to the altar. Come. We're coming as a family here. Come. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Carrie. In the name of Jesus. Come on, we got guests coming. What's your problem back there? Come on. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. When you're lifting up your hands, I want you to come like a little baby. So I'm 45 years old, Brother Crowder. No. Abel, you got to come like a little baby. Oh, praise the Lord. Nobody can do this for you. You got to do it all by yourself. In the name of Jesus. When you lift up your hands, we're all going to begin to repent right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know who's here. I don't know who knows how to pray and who don't know how to pray. So you're going to repeat after me here to start with, and then you're going to pray your own prayer. Please don't look at the watch. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The food will still be there in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands all the way like you're hugging Jesus right now. Nobody looking around. Don't worry, nobody's going to steal your purse. Come on, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Lord, I've done evil things. Come on, there's a few over here. What about all y'all in the name of Jesus? Lord, I've done evil things. I empty myself right now. I've had evil thoughts. I've said evil things about people. I've done evil things with my tongue. I've put evil things in my mouth. Come on, folks, in the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Somebody say, Lord, come on, Tammy, come on out. In the name of the Lord, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Say, Lord, I've touched my hands. I've touched my hands to evil things. I've done evil things with my body. My extremities. I'm sorry, God. Come on, lift up your hands. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. You got an idea. Cover it all. Somebody's cheated somebody. You cheated somebody financially. Come on, lift up your hands. Repent of that right now. Some of you have been hurt. In the name of Jesus. You need to understand forgiveness is for you in the name of the Lord. Come on. Don't fight back those tears, mama. Come on. Don't fight back those tears. If you don't feel nothing, amen. If you're not reaching out to God, something's going on in your brain. Come on, in the name of the Lord. The first step to getting anything from God is repentance. No, it's not religion. Religion will kill you. In the name of Jesus, you need to start talking to the Lord right now. I surrender in the name of the Lord. But you don't know how they touched me. You don't know how they abused me, Brother Crowder. Oh, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people that's got that story. But in the name of Jesus Christ, don't fight those tears back in the name of the Lord. Lift up your head in the name of the Lord. What you're sensing is the presence of the Lord. You that know how to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, would you really pray in the name of the Lord? We've got people here that need the Holy Spirit. There's people here in Jesus' name that need to be baptized. There's people here, amen, that need a touch from God. Not just a few. Come on, there are many. Come on. Come on, in the name of the Lord, let's pray another. Let's pray. Let's go a little deeper right now. Don't put your mind on any kind of a distraction. If you know you've never received the Holy Spirit before, hallelujah, don't be embarrassed. Just walk up towards this front right now in the name of Jesus and lift up your hands unto the Lord. Please don't put your head down. Put your head up. Let me describe what's happening. Repentance. All through the Bible, repentance. When the woman came, amen, and she began to weep, amen, at Jesus' feet. That's an example of repentance. Hallelujah. She even busted into another man's house. She didn't care. She said, I had to get it off my chest. Now, as you repent it right now, in Jesus' name, I'm going to speak, amen, a word of faith over you. And that presence, amen, happens when people begin to repent. That presence comes in. Don't resist it. In the name of Jesus, amen, ignore everybody around you. But I want you to lift up your hands and I want you to come like a little child. In your mind and in your attitude and your spirit, in the name of the Lord God. When I speak the word of faith over you right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to end my prayer, amen, with a hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and those, amen, that have the Holy Ghost, amen, you're going to lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of the Lord. There's a presence of God, amen, that's going to sweep through this place. And if you never received the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues, you need to yield yourself like a little baby. And there'll be strange sounds perhaps that come to your mind. Amen. You just begin to speak those things that come to your mind. Or you, amen, your lips will want to move. But if you'll come, amen, don't be cerebral about this, amen. Don't be, amen, and amen, put. Come like with a childlike spirit in the name of Jesus. And God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you've never received the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues, right now is your time. Would you lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God? Hallelujah. I've got people that are prayers. They are prayers. I want you to be cognizant, amen, of people around you. In the name of the Lord, are you ready? Lift up your hands right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands right now. Lift up your head right now. Are you ready? By the authority of the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. You've got permission to speak with tongues. Open your mouth. Let your tongue go. Lift up your head. Open your mouth. Come on, I want my saints
who know how to pray with people. Find somebody to pray with. The Holy Spirit is in this house. He's moving right now. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost.
In this place,
yield yourself to God.
As our name grace extended, miracles are in this place. Oh, a miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. Oh, a miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen. With Jesus it will happen in this place. Oh, with Jesus it will happen. Jesus, it will happen. With Jesus, it will happen in this place. Oh, miracle can happen. A miracle can happen. A miracle can happen in this place. I know a miracle can happen. I've seen miracles happen. Oh, miracle can happen in this place. Oh, hearts are mending, grace extended. Miracles are in this place. Yes, hearts are mending, grace extended. Miracles are in this place. Eyes are open. Miracles are in this place. And hearts are mending. Miracles are chain, break break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power. It's in the name of Jesus. Yes, there is power. In the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, there's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. Yes, there's an army rising up. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yes, I hear those chains falling. Oh, I hear those chains falling. Oh, I hear those chains falling. I hear those chains falling. Yes, I hear those chains falling. Power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Yes, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. All sufficient sacrifice, so freely given, such a price, bought our redemption. Heaven's gates swing wide. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain. Yes, to break every chain, break every chain, break every thank you.
praise the Lord. You know, there's still a couple of folks still praying. So why don't we join them and pray one more time. I want to pray God's blessing on our food. Just a little while, we're going to go in there. Before we do, would you pray with me one more time? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that every life, Lord, that is here today, Lord, that you will give them what they need, what they came for. Lord, I pray that your anointing, that your blessing, that your power, Lord, would even touch every life, Lord, that in every soul, Lord, that they would know that, Lord, they have felt you today. Let your will, God, be accomplished in our lives. I pray that you would bless, Lord, even our fellowship, bless our food, bless our time together. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've already done. Lord, what you're yet still going to do. I praise you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. It's not, you know what, while everybody else is going off and eating, if you'd like to be baptized, just come and see me. We'll baptize you. Amen. God, it's not too late. It's not too late. Praise the Lord. Especially to our guests, thank you so much for coming. In fact, I would like to invite you to just kind of go right to the front of the line. Amen. It would be very nice if our guests would stay and join us. Praise the Lord. I know there's a couple of church folks that are probably going back there already and getting stuff ready. They'll show you what to do. Please come and stay. Enjoy the meal. God bless you. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed.